Hi there. Happy Sunday and welcome to Enter the Light. I'm Lynn Bleasdale and I'm here with my co-hosts Tony Jorgensen and Marianne Adams. And we're here this week. We're talking about the symptoms of spiritual ascension. That's a heavy one because when you go through it, it's a lot of work. They talk about the shift, right? So I'm going to throw it over to you, Tony. And, you know, what does spiritual ascension mean to you? And what did you go through when, you know, the shift, as they call it, happened for you? And you discovered really the not powers, but your abilities. And then you were able to start working with them on a regular basis. How did that all happen for you?
So I always thought that I had something going on, but when I was, you know, as far back as when I was a child, my mom was into astrology and spiritual things, and also my sister and I would practice some white witchcraft back in the hippie days, and that was like when we were 16 or 17. But more recently, when I really started taking it serious, I believe is when my father passed away. I think it's going on like 3 years ago in when COVID began. So I could tell when it shifted, when I started paying attention to what was around me. I always had the signs, but I thought that, you know, that it was just my mind talking to me. I didn't really have any confidence. And then in meeting Marianne, she also felt the same way. So we kind of worked with each other. And of course with you, Lynn, also. And so I think I ascended when I started believing with what I was seeing and what I was hearing. So it was definitely a different thought pattern and feeling. And every day, it's different from anything I've ever had before. And it gets better every day, I feel. Like new things still happen for me. Some days I feel like I'm in a different world. You know, it's like, I don't feel like I'm on Earth some days. Just weird stuff happens, and a lot of things are shown to me. And then other days I feel like I'm back, you know, with my feet on the ground. So
that's
I hope
beautiful.
That makes sense.
That makes
Thank
perfect
you.
Sense. And that is, that's a pretty universal experience too, you know. It doesn't all happen at once. You kind of like you wake up one day and you're like paying attention. Right? Very, very cool. And, you know, what you focus on expands. And so that paying attention brings more of it. And same deal when there's something icky going on and you focus on the icky stuff, the negative emotions and the pain and the revenge feelings and all that stuff, you get more of that. So it really, it's pretty automatic, you know. It's called manifesting and it does work. Marianne, you know what's... Oh, sorry, go ahead, hon.
I was going to say that the icky days aren't as many as before because I don't focus on those as much. And it has actually helped me. Yeah, a lot. So I just wanted to throw that in for me.
It's really exciting watching everybody. Like, I'm watching you guys grow like beautiful exotic flowers, you know, like you're developing your abilities. And, And that's a lot of the reason why we have this show in the first place is we're not like, I mean, we love to read for people, do the little mini readings and whatnot, but we totally encourage everyone who calls in to expand it from the within. It's an inside job for each one of us. Sorry, Marianne, I was going to turn it over to you and I started babbling here. wanted to just add something. I was scribbling so the message that I wrote down here is we can never get enough of what we don't want. And I think that's what causes ascension for a lot of people is they come to the end of their rope. They set whatever path they're on that is not in harmony with their sacred self, they can feel it. The soul starts to scream at you, and you can't ignore it, and you've had enough, right? So you can never get enough of what you don't want. And that tends to trigger the spiritual ascension, and you start to go, oh, wow, maybe there is another way to do this. Gary Zukav talks about it in Seat of the Soul, learning through suffering or learning through enlightenment, you know, allowing yourself to understand where souls were spiritual beings having a physical experience and not the other way around. So there you go. Marianne, I'm
That's
sorry.
Really cool.
I'd love to hear your take on this. So you've started a spiritual journey of your own.
Mm-hmm.
And as I say, it's beautiful to watch you grow and expand your abilities.
Thank you.
So yeah. So take it away, Marianne, and just give your take on the subject.
Oh, well, for me, I'm kind of like Tony, where I was a kid and I've always been just a little bit different. I've always been very open-minded and questioned when my mom would take us to church. I was always like, well, why? Well, why this? Well, why that? I never took anything at face value. I always questioned if there was something different, there was a different answer. And so I've always been kind of the different child. But for me, I think my biggest change was when my grandmother, my dad's mom, passed away, and I helped her, and I was there with her when she passed on, and I was able to help her in service, which is the most beautiful, amazing gift anyone can have, is being able to help somebody towards the end of their life and help them pass over. It's such a gift.
Yes.
And so... I was closer to my grandmother than my own mother, and so that I just wanted to know more. I started seeking more, and I have a daughter who, she doesn't have a filter where she sees everything. She sees all kinds of things, and I was just wondering what's going on, just kind of questioning everything. And I started and I found looking on YouTube, I found the Channeling Eric. Wonderful people that they are, and I found Ryan and Dragna, who helped me with my daughter Miranda, and found Lynn through there, and it's just gotten more and more. So through Ryan, I found Lynn, and it's just been great. It's helped me so much.
Oh yeah,
Ryan
is always
a journey.
Yeah, we always thank Ryan for the connections he made. He loved connecting people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He just loved that. And I feel he's still doing it in spirit. You know, I know his assignment would have been a guiding one for people. So I wonder, I bet you guys are familiar with some of the symptoms when you start to ascend spiritually. And I think we're just referring to a raise in vibration, a frequency shift. And it really does change the world around you. But you're very often going to feel like a sense of discontentment. If you're on a path that isn't aligned, it's not the path with heart for you, and it's not aligned with your soul, you're going to feel that discontent. A lot of it happens when people are at work, in jobs where they're being mistreated, or the work just sucks for them, you know, whatever it may be. You know, you hear that sort of, it starts with a whisper, but then it starts to get louder, and it's like, I can't do this anymore. And you're going to feel that discontent, and you're going to maybe feel a sense of irritability. The stuff that you used to tolerate becomes intolerable, right? Man's inhumanity to man, as it were. Just, you know, you can't take cruelty anymore. You can't take any of that fear-based energy anymore. Feeling very lost too. A lot of people are like, what am I here doing? What's my soul's purpose? All that good stuff. Those are good questions to ask, right? And a sense of searching, you know, reminded of when a wolf is trying to find the trail. Like, they often look like their tails are up and they're sniffing all over the place, yeah, and they're looking for that trail. But we're sort of like that too, you know. We're like, where the heck is my path? Like, you know. But, you know, seek and ye shall find. And if you ask for the guidance, it'll come to you. And it'll come in surprising ways. So, you know, keep, it's a good rule of thumb is keep an open mind, but not so open that your brain falls out. And so, you know. But, you know, it really is quite magical if you choose, you know, let your vibration be higher than the situation, right? So no matter what you encounter, I always figure a good spiritual warrior is like still standing, still breathing, even though there's chaos all around them, you know. I think Rudyard Kipling, yeah, wrote that line, if you can keep your head when all around you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, you know. If you can stay standing and stay focused and balanced and keeping that, it's a sign, I think, you're ascending to an alignment with your soul self, your spiritual self. And that's pretty exciting.
I didn't even think about that part of discontent, but it's so true, because Marianne and I were in a job that was horrible. And this was like when things started falling together for me. And it was just horrible. We didn't even want to go to work. I mean, it was just horrible. We worked at the same place. And we knew it was wrong, and we got out of it. And we got out of it in a good way, because we stayed and waited for what was going to happen. And we made out like bandits. But so many people stayed in, and we still don't understand why. It was just so horrible, right, Marianne? And I think our...
Yeah.
When we froze,
yep.
We knew it was so bad and not right. You know, it's just not right. It wasn't. So you know the difference. I feel you know the difference between wrong and right. You're absolutely correct on that, Lynn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you can't help it. You're calling out the situation for what it is, and it's intolerable. And so, yeah, if you choose to stay, I mean, it is a choice, right? But the thing is, I guarantee you stay in a situation that isn't working for you, and it'll start to affect your physical health. And you know, it's not anything, it's not like blaming the person who gets sick, but it affects the way the body, if you're always in a fear state or fight or flight. There's some dogs barking, I'm sorry, I don't know if that's going on your microphones, but
that's okay.
Something going on in the neighborhood. Oh, well. Yeah, no, it's, there's love and there's fear. It's almost like a binary code, and you're either coming from one or the other. And, you know, stay in the vibration of love, and that is when manifestation seems like magic, but it does happen. It's quite exciting, you know. And I think the people that do it really well are ones who've been doing it, they've done all the wrong stuff, so they know, you know, the difference, right? So, and it's sometimes people are sleepwalking too, you know, they're just, there's such a thing as a comfort zone of toxicity, you know, like a toxic comfort zone where it's, they may be in an abusive relationship or a bad job or whatever it may be, but it's familiar. You know, and that's a really dangerous place to be, I think. You know, it's familiar and you stay and you're afraid to make the... And I understand that fear, but do the... You know, it's like feel the fear and do it anyway is usually the best advice. Just don't let the fear stop you. Because static, you know, being static and not moving forward is also going to cause distress as well. Yeah, so... You got to keep on keeping on and keep the good fight up. It's not a fight, but it's not a fight so much as doing the work, the spiritual work you need to do. But it makes a huge difference. But yeah, standing up to people too, I think, is one of the ways to help your ascension.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, I think you've got a lovely lineup of callers patiently waiting for us. Shall we go ahead? And Marianne, are you reading cards today, or how are you? You got your cards with you?
Yes, I've got my cards today.
Fabulous. What deck are you, just out of curiosity, what deck are you working with?
It's called Angel Answers.
Oh, beautiful.
That's
the name of our Wednesday night show on the Sacred Embers Network.
Angel
Answers.
Yeah,
we should give them a plug. We will at the end of the show remember to speak up for our sister shows. But anyway, let's let her rip.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. 860, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
My name is Lisa.
I'm Connecticut. Okay. We've got some bad audio here. I'm sorry, 860.
No.
Not very well. It sounds like you're just very, very muffled. Hon, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm not hanging up.
Is this better?
Yeah, a little.
Yeah, but not enough. I don't think we can. I'm going to put you on hold. We're not hanging you up. And just see if we can get something audio. I mean, I don't know. I think it's on your end. But maybe try moving into a different. Yeah. Okay, 509, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi there. My name is Erica.
Hi, Erica. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
How can we help you today?
I was just wondering if I can get a little bit of clarity into, career for me. I'm kind of, lost, basically, and I do have, ideas of, I should do this because, it's going to make me money, but in reality, I just feel I would really want something that I enjoy, and I just want some advice.
Absolutely. Does anybody want to hop in?
Yeah, sure. I'll hop in. Hi. Hi, Erica. Tony. How are you?
Hi. Thank you. I'm good. Thank you.
Right off the bat, before we even answered, I got the Seven of Pentacles for you, which says, it says that you're on your way. So I don't know what it is that you were thinking about making money, but it says a pause, state of gratitude, reflecting on your journey, waiting to harvest the fruits of your labor, a sign to keep going. And then the opposite would be giving up too soon, impatience, losing faith, not following through, frustration with reward. You're almost there. You've been doing the work, and your widely successful roots are growing. You may not see the fruits of your labor yet. Know that they exist, and that any lack that you are feeling is simply residual energy that's been worked through. It's time to fall into faith. So you need to, feel the faith because you can do it. And so does that make sense at all, what I'm reading?
It does, because next Tuesday I start a program where it's kind of you get a program with a bunch of attorneys, and you get to experience what it's like to be an attorney. They motivate you, kind of like counselors. And also they encourage you to be what they've become. And so, it kind of sounds like what you were saying. I'm on my way.
Yeah, it says the moment gives you a divine interlude to revisit your purpose and direction. Your arrival is possible only after you pinpoint the destination. Has your journey shifted so much that you what you originally germinated is not the thing that you desire to harvest? So maybe you're going to find something in there and talking to these guys that is going to completely take you on a different journey. So that's amazing. That sounds so cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
Wow. That's
awesome.
Great.
Yeah.
Marianne, is anything coming in for you? Because I can go ahead if you need a few minutes.
Yeah. So I'm really excited about this one. So what
Excellent.
You got is if you believe. Yeah. So now, because if you believe, you can have the faith into it, then you can have anything that you want so that it can be so. So stay positive and visualize the outcome you're hoping for. Set aside all negativity and pessimism and in favor of a sunny outlook.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
that's excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent. This is Lynn Erica, and I'm going to add to uh-huh. these that you're denying yourself your talents. Is there something you're saying no to that you actually do want to do, but you're thinking it wouldn't make enough money or whatever excuses you're making not to do it? And I also wrote down, it's like a handmade something or a service that you provide, but it's a very personal talent that you possess that you're denying. Does that ring a bell for you?
Well, maybe a little bit. I feel like I want to start a YouTube channel of something. I'm not sure exactly what, but I think that would be really cool. And also, I was thinking about what I'm good at, and I'm really good at finding bargains. So maybe I could just resell online, but maybe not. I don't know. I just haven't really made that a priority.
Anything done well can be considered an art, okay? So mm-hmm. whether it's the way you take care of a child or the way you express yourself on stage, whatever it may be, don't deny yourself that. So if you're hesitating, if the YouTube channel can somehow mesh in with your reselling, because you're good at finding bargains, that's a talent, right? That's the thing. And it might be that you're hesitating to do it because you're thinking, what if it fails? However, I'm hearing that old baseball thing about you'll miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So, you know, don't not do it, you know, and don't deny yourself the possibility that you will succeed, you know. It's like, what if I fall? Well, you know, what if you fly? And if you, as we were talking about before, you know, when you align yourself with your own spiritual being, you'll be guided along and actually it'll manifest before you. So don't worry about the how, just get there and start to do it. So that, you know, and consider yourself an artist in what you do, right? If you're a good bargain finder, then be the very best one you can be and bring it to your audience. YouTube's actually, you know, a really good idea for you, I think. So it's the saying no. It's these little subtle ways we say no to ourselves when we go, I really want to do this, but what if it doesn't work? Or, you know, I don't want to waste money, or I don't want to disappoint people. Like, you can make a zillion reasons why not, but I find that yes, you find that yes for yourself and full steam ahead. Yeah. I was just going to say, Tony and Marianne both brought out good points that defining the goal really is going to help you. Defining what it is, like just answering that question.
The lawyer thing, you're definitely going to find something in that you're doing. But I think what Lynn is saying, and I agree with her, I think the card that I picked for you said both, that whatever you do have in your mind, you're going to be successful at. It's just a matter of, you know, trying it. Because doing bargain hunting or whatever really doesn't cost you any money. You're just showing people tips and, you know, and stuff how to do it. And I feel that while you're figuring out school, or if that's, you know, the way you're going to go, this would be a good thing to make some money at instead of getting like a contemporary job. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Or do both, because it's, you don't have to quit your day job to run a YouTube channel. You can, you know, keep yourself going until that time. Then you can segue over. And there's no reason you won't be successful if you have that, you know, that you need the fighting spirit, like you're going to succeed, and don't take no for an answer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's what I've been working on recently, where I'm just like, you know what, just do it, just because I'm scared of failure. But like you said, it's just an experience, and that's what I've been having more of that mentality. So mm-hmm. I took my LSAT earlier this year for law school, the entrance exam, and I never really wanted to take it because I'm like, what if I'm not smart enough? What if I fail? What if I do horrible? And I actually did pretty well. And mm-hmm. I was pretty surprised. I was just like, I'm just going to take it. It doesn't matter. I'm just going to take it. And so I did pretty good for taking it the first time, first exam, at just like that. And I think the second one that you said, oh, there's this guy at the laundromat that he's super the kindest guy. And I think as we get older, we realize personality is more important than looks or anything else. Really, and he just was the kindest guy, and I'm like, oh, I'm telling my friend I should just say, like, hey, you know, I like your energy, we should hang out, and, you know, I'm scared of that, but I'm not going to do it. Why not?
You can do it.
I'm jumping
off awesome.
Because I wouldn't do it, and just being like, ah, just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it, absolutely. Yeah, keep
yeah.
that as a mantra for a bit there, Erica, and that's fabulous.
Yeah.
Thank
you
so
really
much.
Good.
For,
I mean,
yeah.
You do sound good. You're putting a big smile on my face. So whatever you want to do, I think you're going to be successful. So good job. Yep.
Beautiful.
Thank
oh,
you.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, Erica. And,
you
know, call back again. Let us know how it's going. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks for
you're
calling
awesome.
In. You too. Okay. Let's give 860 another go here. Let's see
yeah.
if the audio is any better. Hi, 860. How's it going with the audio there?
I have perfect audio. Can you hear me?
Oh, boy.
I can't understand it.
It's like, honestly,
it's muffled.
It's really muffled.
I'm on a wall phone. I'm on a wall phone.
It sounds
you're
like
a
com. I don't. It sounds like this, a scene out of a comedy movie where they're ordering burgers or something, and the guy, you know, and it's just not coming through. And I don't mean to. I'm not trying to make fun of you. It's just really coming through like that.
Can you
and,
hear me now? Can you hear me on a different phone?
There you
yeah.
go. You're perfect. Thank
yeah.
you. I think it's your
phone is broken. Something wrong with that phone.
Yeah.
Well,
you can play
you.
Back. You can play this episode back, and you'll hear your hear. Those attempts. But yeah, we've got you now. This is lovely. I'm so glad.
Hi,
so what's
thank you so
what's
much.
Your name? Can we get your name, please?
Lisa from Connecticut.
Yes,
oh, hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Perfect.
I'm sorry to bother you guys. I just have something really heavy on my heart.
It's
no,
okay, hon. And we're not
unusual.
That's what we're here for. You're not bothering us. Like, we volunteered for this. So, yeah. Okay. Go for it, Lisa. What's going on?
This is a strange one, I'm sure. My dog has a holistic vet, and in December of last year, we found her, and she's been helping immensely, and the young girl that works the desk told us that she does diets for dogs, and I have to home cook because she's allergic to everything, and so we have insurance, thank God, because she said it was $275 an hour, and she would give us a diet, and so $550, and we've been waiting since last December for a diet. 8 months, six, 7 months, 7 months, December 8th. So I asked them to add Reiki to my dog's treatment the other day in an email, and she emailed me back yet another excuse. She canceled me 2 weeks ago when I had an appointment. So I said, I don't understand why you're doing this to us. I've been more than kind to you. I've made snoots for her dog. I made 25 pounds of fudge for her husband. She told me my dog couldn't have the $30 bottle of oil and actually called me up and asked for it. And when I walked into the office with my husband, the doctor, the assistant, four people came charging at me slowly from four different parts of the room. I said, what's wrong? And they said, you threatened her. And I said, what are you talking about? Well, you said you've been more than kind. I said, I have. And they said, well, that's a threat. I said, how is that a threat? Are you going to be less than kind now? So I'm having a nervous breakdown because I'm so serious because she's a holistic vet and there are none other ones in Connecticut. And this woman has given us, I know all her personal life because I've been getting excuses every single time we went in the office. It was something else. Why she didn't have the diet, and yet in the same breath she'd say, it only takes me 15 minutes to do it.
Yeah.
So I'm afraid to go back to the doctor. I'm afraid they're going to throw us out of the practice. I mean, we're $690 in because when we had the appointment 2 weeks ago, she charged another $100. She canceled it in the afternoon. It was supposed to be at 5. Told me she had to go to a water ceremony with her aunt. And I thought, well, sure, she'll get right back to me because she can't do this to me again. And so she charged another $140 that day, and I didn't have an appointment. So I feel like it was very sneaky that we're $690 in and have no diet for my dog. Thank God for pet insurance. That's all.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
Know,
what do you think?
I don't know what to do with the energy in this office. I'm so afraid they're going to throw her out of the practice.
Well,
yeah.
Lisa, I think I just wrote down, this is Lynn, sorry, is it possible you're working with a quack? Tony, did you get that feeling?
Yeah, yeah.
The girl?
Just because of...
Yes,
mm-hmm.
I've realized
yeah.
something's very wrong with her, but the doctor is very wonderful.
But so I'm a little confused. Just clear it up for me, Lisa. So is this your regular vet that you take an emotional support dog to, or is this another office? Like, this is not
another
your regular
office.
Vet. It's another office. And they. So have you looked online to see if she's done this to anybody else? Because I feel that this has been done to some other people, and that's why they charged you when you walked in the door.
No, they didn't charge me when I walked in the door. She called
me. No, I mean the people came towards you saying that you were a threat.
They, yeah. My husband was behind me. I shook from head.
Yeah.
I cried for 3 straight days. I ended up in the hospital with my heart. I can't. He was so mean. They have a man working for me. He was so mean. He looked at me like my ex-husband. Popping out of his head so red like he was going to beat me, and I just, that PTSD from being beaten all those years came back in that moment and saying to me, are you going to be less than kind? And I was like, I am always kind. Why would I be less than kind? I just want what I paid for, my dog. I wanted to do the best for her, and it's 7 months later.
Well, I don't think they're on the up and up. Yeah.
In chiropractic, the doctor does is helping her. Are they going to throw us out of the practice over me? Finally saying, hey, you took all this money. We still don't have a diet.
Well, I would just cut ties with this group. The problem is it's pretty clear. You know, they're not doing what you're asking, and they're treating you poorly. I keep getting the duck coming in here. If it looks like a duck, it talks like a duck. I wouldn't waste any more time, Lisa. You know, you're upsetting yourself.
The acupuncture, the doctor is wonderful. The doctor is doing acupuncture and chiropractic. This is a woman that works for the doctor that failed us.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's where you
I would talk to the
doctor. Yeah,
yeah,
I would have hired this person.
Yeah. I think you need to talk to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me?
I think you need to talk to the doctor, the one that helps your animal, and let them know what's going on. Because she's obviously twisting your words.
I did. She defended her, of course.
Well, then I would call the Better Business Bureau, for sure. You've been ripped off, I feel. I'd call the BBB. Something's up.
Yeah.
Can I ask you guys?
A simple diet. Mm-hmm.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I needed to be given her a complete diet because she was only 11, just a year and a week at that point. Now she's almost 19 months old. So
yeah.
I have gone
and
all
I don't think they're gonna throw you out. They're not going to throw you out, you know.
Okay. Can I ask one quick question? My husband's father's house that we can't buy, his sister is selling it, but I had a good realtor who was reputable because there's an extra lot, and I told him if someone else sells that house, they're going to knock it down and put 6 condos in it. It's next to a golf course. Is this contractor going to buy it and knock down the house?
I'm drawing a blank here. I'm not getting any incoming answer on this. Sorry, Marianne, is anything working in for you?
I'm feeling the same way that you guys are. When I asked, mm-hmm. So I went ahead and asked if this is a lady that's reputable that's trying to help with your dog, the answer that I got was no. So
Yeah. And then the house, I don't think they're going to knock it down is what I get off first offhand. I think there's some repairs that need to be done, but I think you'll have a chance to get what you want from the house if you just be patient is what I got.
Okay. So this house is owned by the state owns the house. I'm just worried that a contractor will buy it and knock it down because of where it is. That's all. Because he built it, and I liked him.
Yeah, I think he might sink some money into it is what I feel, but I don't, feel that.
Okay. Thank you guys so much. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you too, Lisa.
Lynn, did you see the chat?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did.
Okay. Just checking. I'm ignoring it. Okay. Thank you.
904, I'm just bringing 904 in. Here we go. 904,
so
you're on.
Thank you, Lisa.
Hello.
Okay, back to everybody focus. 904, can we get your name, please?
904.
Hi, it's Stacy.
Lacey, or, I'm sorry?
Stacy.
Stacy, is anybody in a wind, standing in the wind? We've got some extraneous noise on one of the mics.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm inside. Marianne's inside. It's gone now, isn't it? Yeah, I think we're good.
Yeah. Not sure what causes that. Well, anyway, Stacy, welcome to the show. How can we help you today?
Hi. I wanted to know... when do you see me gaining full-time employment, please?
That's the card I got first.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, Stacy. This is Tony. I pulled this card a little while ago, and I put it back because the last caller, it must have been for you. So I get that planning your future, making progress, activation possibilities, the choice between your comfort zone and new adventures. So are you looking like this job that you're looking at is a new adventure?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So it says you need to make. Hold on. You need to make a choice. Really do the thing you want to do or not. So it's either you want to make the change and do the new thing or you want to stay back in the old job or what you've done for a while. But it's up to you. It says the world is filled with opportunities for adventure and I welcome them into my life with a planned action. So anything that you're planning, I feel... if you want to step into the new world, you can go for it. I don't see anything that's going to take you back at all. It says the only way to make strides is to leap forward. So hopefully that helps. Because I feel that you could do it. You just need the confidence. And you've got it. I mean, whatever it is, I feel that you are going to get it. I don't have a crystal ball, so I don't know for sure if that's what the job is or when you're going to get it, but I think it's out there for the taking. You just have to make your mind up inside that you're ready for that.
Okay.
That sound good?
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Good. I'm glad. Thank you. Thanks, Lynn. I'm trying to catch
yeah.
my breath.
Oh, dear. Okay. So, Marianne, did you have a card for Stacey? Or I can go ahead, whatever's... Okay, now we got echo.
I know, I have an echo, too.
Oh, dear. That's too funny. All right, carry on. Marianne, did you have anything going on?
Is Marianne gone? No?
Oh,
hold
yes,
on.
She has.
She...
Oh, dear, she's dropped. I wonder. Okay,
I got
no
her.
Problem.
No, she's back.
There we go.
Wow,
yeah, it dropped,
weird.
And then I called back in. So.
Oh, fabulous.
The stars are trying to align for us, but they're just not clicking. There you go.
Oh, well.
I know. Is it retrograde again or what?
It must be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stacy's yeah. with us, Marianne. Do you have anything for her? For Stacy, she's got a great energy. I like her energy a lot.
Yeah.
So, let's see. So, I didn't. Let me finish getting my act together here. I'll let you go in so I can get this.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm getting like a green light, Stacey. You've applied for work, have you?
I am applying. I just graduated, but I'm still trying to put out some applications.
Mm-hmm. It feels like you need it, the energy I get is like of, oh, I need a break. Have you taken time off between school and employment? Have you been able to?
Well, I've taken time off, but it's not the time off because I'm doing like house issues came up. So it's like a whole nother job I'm doing just mm-hmm. to get things done. So it's like yep. I haven't gotten a break. It's just from finishing school and boom, the house issue came up and I've been at it since.
Okay.
So I haven't gotten time to unwind.
Yeah, that's where I'm getting this really heavy energy like, boy, I need a break. I need to just like even one night to just do nothing. Do the best you can. As far as self-care goes, like don't not take breaks because I feel like you're burning yourself out. Wow, that feedback is annoying, isn't it? Stop copying me. Yeah, so a break of some sort. What I'm getting is like try, even if it's just stepping stone jobs, take things that are easy on you. Just if you're doing it just for money for a while, make sure you don't, like it's not a permanent thing. You're not there forever. It's just like a little, sorry, I'm having such a hard time with that feedback. So don't make it harder on yourself because I feel this enormous sense of exhaustion is coming from your energy. And if you don't get a break soon, I think you're going to burn out. So be careful. Take care of Stacy because you're so lovely. You have such a lovely energy. Learn to say no to extra stuff people want you to do. You're really good at doing things, so people often want you to do things for free. But just go easy on yourself is the big message.
Okay.
Marianne, what are you picking up here for Stacy?
So what I got, which is interesting, it says let go. So,
ooh, yeah.
Stacey, if there's something that you're holding on to that is holding you back, but it's saying that the time has come to let go of the situation, stop focusing on how or when it will be solved or even why it occurred, because relationships that are unhealthy or unfulfilling should be released in order to allow something better to come along. And don't worry because God and your angels have everything under control a key aspect to manifesting your desires is to ask for what you want and then to release it to heaven if you've drawn this card. And you may be holding on too tightly to the way your dreams will unfold. So make a wish and then leave the rest to the universe, it says. So it sounds like maybe,
yeah.
And believe me, I know how hard it is to let things go. That's something I'm working with myself, Stacey, so I totally get it. But gosh, in hindsight, you'll see that, yeah, letting it go and letting it work out and go how it's supposed to be will actually be the best for you.
Yeah.
But are you a workaholic, Stacey? Like in school and around other things? Are you a workaholic of some type?
I would say yes, probably yes.
Yeah. You're like me. You put yourself into 5 different jobs and then you're like, scattered,
right.
Which one am I doing today? Yeah, because I also got another card saying that you are a workaholic. And so I think what Lynn was saying is right, because and both Marianne too, because it says seed by seed, I plant my future with my rock steady foundation of faith. So if you keep believing and let go of maybe some of those, the right thing is going to come in. But you do need to take a break so your mind is clear and you can think on what path you're going to go now, because there's many paths for you to choose. Because you're good at whatever you do. So, like, whatever you did in school, you have that path, what you're doing now, you know, what you're... But like you said, you want to do something that's going to be good for you, and that's what I feel, that you want to do something that you're going to be happy with that makes you happy instead of just going to humdrum work. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I hope that all makes sense for you.
Because
I think you can have whatever you want. You're, like Lynn said, your energy is really good. It's just that you're confused and you need to take a break to look back or look ahead, actually.
Mm.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, what did they say? Just have like one night even where it's just about you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you have superpowers, you know, so that's like, it's really hard, you know, you don't know which one to focus on, but pull back your energy a bit, take a break, put on the pajamas with the feet, you know, and watch a movie that takes you away or whatever your entertainment choices are, you know, do whatever makes you, what's that lady Marie Kondo, you know, whatever sparks joy, right? If you can do something that sparks joy for you, and it's a huge
watch
thing
a good
in
rom-com.
It. Yeah, absolutely.
Like pizza.
There you go. Something old and, absolutely.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So I hope that helps, Stacey. We're going to move on to our next caller, but we just send you all kinds of Sunday. Yeah, absolutely. So much love to you, and carry on. You've got it going on. You really do.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay, and I think this is Kimberly coming up. Is that Kimberly?
Yes, it is.
Hello, hello.
Hey,
welcome and happy Sunday. What's going
happy
on,
Sunday.
Kimberly? What can we do with you? What can we do for you?
Just a general message, please. General message.
You're such a breath of fresh air, Kimberly.
Thank you.
Tell you that. Yeah, every time you come on, I just get a big smile on my face.
Well, this woman, I think, is going to change her corner of the world, if not the world. So she's very powerful. Powerful. What are they? As wizards, is powerful, right? Absolutely. Tony, did you want to go ahead, or do you want me to just see what's happening
here? No, go ahead. Go ahead. You're good.
Well, I'm getting a flower symbol here for you. So let me just see what comes in here. Oh, wow. So I pulled up the orchid for you. And the orchid symbolizes beauty, elegance, love, and it brings you luxury and wealth. That's one meaning, but I think I want to see. It's not quite. Love, luxury, beauty, and strength. And Yeah, I don't know. It feels like it's bringing you another level of, so like what you've been doing is going through, you know, clip-clopping down the road of life and doing everything you have to do. But I feel like you're about to be elevated into another level where you actually get to make choices a little more. And it feels like the tension is lessened about going forward. I know that you have a lot of different things, like you've got a lot of different irons in the fire, but it feels somehow that it's going to be a lot more easy on you for a while. The way I would put it is like, it's a line from Little Feet, but a smooth stretch of highway coming up for you. So I love that. So the orchid, it keeps saying wealth. I feel like, you know, it's going to get better. It's just going to get better. Not that it's been bad, but it feels like you deserve like a little more, as I say, it's a little bit more luxurious for you. You might actually get a little time to do Kimberly stuff rather than always focusing on the work aspect of things. So, yeah. And again, I know water is really important for you. So maybe get out on a boat if you can, or go out swimming, or go just spend the day by the beach if you can. I feel like the presence of water around you is going to really help stabilize your just your chemistry, you know, the way your body feels and works. So, it's a good thing. I like the orchid for you. So, hi, Eliza's Angels. That's Elizabeth. Welcome. You've just joined us. And, throw in anything that comes in if you feel like it. So, Tony, can I put, or Marianne, whoever's ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready. Nope, I'm ready.
Excellent.
Now. Hi, Kimberly.
Go for it. Yeah.
Okay. So I get courage, calmness, quiet, strength, influence, grit, great, graceful leadership, gifted healer, purity of thought and heart, spiritual matters, compassionate, sometimes lust, or animal instincts that you have. So it says, be brave, sweet seer. Embody your light and shine courageously in the face of danger or uncertainty. Step into patience and fierce serenity as your graceful influence for the greater good. Like Lynn said, you're going to change the world.
I think so.
This is great fortitude, and your calm heart and a gentle demeanor will not be mistaken for weakness when you share your gift of relentless love with the world. Allow your confidence and composure to guide you towards your desires without the use of excessive force or aggression. Mindful awareness will be much more useful than rigid control right now. This card reminds you to stay strong in your beliefs and desires and to remain steady as you bring compassion to your current situation. You are powerful, and your purity of heart will become of strength and inspiration to those around you. I deliberately bring my compassion and strength forward, and I use them for the greater good. That's my message to you for today.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Did you get it all?
Yeah.
Awesome.
And you got a side of fries with that, too.
You did. You got a side of fries. And a dessert. And a drink. Wow. That was awesome. Yeah.
There you go.
You're amazing. Oh. Thank you.
Yeah. Marianne?
Yeah, so what I got just says that your angels want you to know that they are aware of things that look difficult for you right now. However, the situation is going to improve, which is so fabulous. Because it may take some time, and there will most likely be some hard work ahead of you, but the effort you put forth will be worth it, and things are going to get better. So now is not the time to give up on wounded friendships or ailing relationships. There is still hope for the future. Take heart and continue to work toward a partnership where both parties are fulfilled and happy in the future.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, well, there you go. I hope that helps. It brings you some lovely energy and some lovely things to, enjoy. I like the word enjoy for you. Enjoy I think it's the desiderata, you know, enjoy your achievements as well as your plans, because you've got a lot to be proud of, you know.
Agreed.
You know,
I
I'm pretty sure this is one of your crossed over relatives making this joke, but they're saying the fact that you didn't end anybody, you know, in the process is like huge. It's a huge heroic thing. Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my
absolutely.
God. I was just thinking about that today. That's our
they're reading you. They're certainly picking up your thoughts. You're getting more and more into a direct line with spirit, and you know what I mean, you know, communication is coming clearer and clearer. So that's so beautiful though. It's like lovely. Mm-hmm. Like we were saying, it's lovely watching people grow spiritually. It's as cool as watching like beautiful flowers. And here's your orchid symbolism again. But
absolutely
excellent.
And orchids are one of my favorite flowers. I think they're so beautiful.
That's fabulous.
Cool.
You should get one for your environment. You know,
name it
Larry.
Yeah, I think I will.
Oh, I know we're all crazy, and we all talk to plants and cats and dogs, and I wouldn't change a thing. Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Yeah. Yeah, but you know, you do have a green thumb, I think, that you haven't quite tapped, you know. You might do a little indoor cultivation of things, you know, like just an herbal garden for yourself. Make your own teas fresh and whatnot like that. It's really easy. But, I think you surprise yourself with how plants respond to you. Yeah.
Okay. I will.
Yeah.
I will. Thank you all.
You're very welcome, love. I'm so glad to hear your voice, and have a beautiful Sunday.
All right. You all have a beautiful Sunday, too. Thank you.
Yeah, I should have said, we're so glad to hear your voice. All right, hon. Okay, let's keep on moving, and we'll go to 415. Hi, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, yes. This is Anne.
Erin?
Anne?
Oh, Anne, yes. I'm so sorry. Our sound is terrible. I don't know what it is, but anyway, Anne, welcome. We're very welcome. We're welcoming you to the show. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
How can we? We all have rented lips today. It's terrible. How can we help you today?
I moved to a much warmer climate, and I feel like my body is having a hard time adjusting, and I feel like, you know, those sumo wrestler suits, you know, when people
mm-hmm.
put on those puffy sumo wrestlers, and I just that happens when I travel, you know, like I say, I go to Mexico or something, it happens in the heat, but I've been here 2 months, and anything, maybe there's something more energetic about it, or anything about, I'd like to shrink back down to my normal size. And I, you know, I'm drinking water and doing all of those things for sure.
Oh, this is like a weight loss thing you're talking about. Is that right?
No.
Like a physical...
No, not at all.
It's funny because as soon as she came on, I drew an airplane right when she was talking, before she even mentioned that she was moving. It's, you know, Lynn, when you travel like overseas and you're so swollen when you get off the plane, or like you're in Canada and you go to Florida and all of a sudden that humidity hits you and you,
Oh,
and it hasn't gone away for her. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I know what you mean. And I can't, there's a word for it too. It's like, I know. Okay. Sorry about that. No, I understand now. The main thing, and in a practical sense rather than a spiritual message coming through, I would really suggest you look into the cooling herbs that we have available to us. And there certainly are, like, just you can type in cooling herbs because there are a specific family of them that will cool the body down. And you need to I guess the word depuff is not a very technical word, but it's what I'm feeling is, you want to lose that. Try the herbal teas that are, from the cooling herbs. Actually, I'll put you over to Tony and Marianne, and I'll look up a few for you. Because I swear by plant medicine for things like that. I really do.
Yeah. So, Anne, did you come from a higher elevation, like Colorado or New Mexico?
Well, I'm in New Mexico, so I'm in a really high elevation.
So you're in a high elevation. Yeah. So that's what I got. So what is it called? It's not a disease, but it happens to people that moved. So did you move from a regular elevation to a higher, because that's like 5 miles higher than what you probably are used to? Because we're in Utah and we're like the mile high, like Denver. The name of that? So there is something that does happen to people that are not used to living in a higher elevation. You can Google, just Google moving to a higher elevation, and it'll tell you what to do. I can't remember.
Everybody here told me about chloroxygen, and it's like chlorophyll. And I take that every day. Yeah.
But do you drink energy drinks?
No, I've stayed away from sugar. And
good. Yeah.
High altitude edema.
Yeah.
Edema.
Edema.
Something is giving you edema. Yeah, is what it is. I know I feel that way when I go to Florida, coming from a high elevation to a below sea level elevation. I blow up for like a week, and it's really horrible. But there is a detox for it. So you probably have to Google that. But as far as a card goes, I got the magician, which is kind of crazy because that's kind of what it's like, what you have to do. You have to detox. Mm. So it'll bring a message to how to do that. And I think you have everything you need right around you to feel better. You just need to know how. So And I'm not talking about a regular doctor, but sometimes maybe a woman doctor could help you, more than just a regular doctor, like an herbal woman doctor that for menopause and stuff like that. They know a lot of detoxes, too, for that kind of thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've suffered from that, so I know how it feels. You just feel horrible for a while. Bad.
Yeah.
Yours is going on a little too long, though. It's a month, so you should be getting acclimated to the, to the elevation. But
yeah, I definitely feel better than the first month. I mean, I felt dizzy. Like my head is clear, definitely. My head is cleared up, but it's just the rest of my body.
Yeah, it's called, I'm saying elevation sickness, but it's not. It's like when you go from a lower altitude to above a mile high, and people that climb the big mountains get it. And it happens to a lot of us that have lived, below sea level or at sea level, and then all of a sudden moved to high places. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I think magician seems to be also a good sign just for creating a new life here, other than this reaction, it feels good to be in this area.
Yeah,
good. No, I think you're where you're supposed to be. It definitely said that good things are coming your way. Yeah, that, you're just still getting, 30 days is nothing really. You're still getting acclimated to your new life and new place, but... it seems like New Mexico is a good fit for you. That's what I got it's funny that I got New Mexico right away, but I knew it was around the area where I am. I'm not far from there, so.
crazy.
I drove through Moab. I drove through Utah, and I just love it.
Oh, you did?
Over there.
Yeah. Really pretty. But you're living in almost the same kind of atmosphere, the red rocks and the, you know, desert type. Yeah, it's gorgeous. Cool.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Absolutely. Marianne, did you have anything coming in?
Pardon?
I didn't. No.
Oh,
that's okay. It happens, you know. I was going to suggest to you, Anne, one of our callers, our regular callers, you know, the artist, it's Pat. Pat that calls, she does animal art. Am I right, Tony?
Yeah. Yes, you're
okay.
Right. Yep.
She gave a suggestion, which I find quite amazing, and it's the Tibet, the five, it's called the Tibet Five. You just Google it, and it's a series of five. Yeah, five poses. It's good for the heart. It's good for circulation. Mm-hmm. And it's something that she brought to our attention, and I'm like, wow, it is really effective and really quite astonishing. And it doesn't, you don't need equipment or anything, but it's on our page on Facebook. I posted, it's one of the links that I found on it. So, and it's easy to do. It's like repetitions in five poses, and it doesn't take, you know, hours to do or anything special. Give those a try. And in combination with the cooling herbs, which just type in cooling herbs, there's a million things that come up.
Yeah.
But they're basic things like mint, lavender. Oh, I've already gone past that
celery is a good one. Celery juice is a good one.
Absolutely. So you know all this stuff like pretty well. So just refresh your memory on the herbs, you know, the herbal medicines for this. And I think it feels like a combination of things is what's going to help you. But try the Tibet Five. That's kind of it really blew me away at how kind of effective it is. It's really, really good for any kind of body. And it's not strenuous either. So.
Great. I have never heard of that. So thank you.
Yeah. Well, just go to Enter the Light. Just type in Enter the Light and you'll find our page. And I just posted it last week, so it should still be, you know, on the page. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you
very much. Thanks for calling, Anne. We really appreciate it. Have a beautiful Sunday.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. All righty. So we'll move on. We may have to extend the time here a bit, but that's okay. 951, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please? Hi, 951, are you with us? Okay, maybe we've put them to sleep. Here's another combination of numbers, 651, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi.
Hi. How are you doing?
Hi, this
is
Christiana.
Christiana, oh, hi. You called us last week? Oh, you know what? That's my bad.
Yes.
Okay, carry on. Yeah, I didn't get back to you, and I'm very, very sorry, but we do intend to get back to you.
Okay.
Sorry about that. That's just purely my fault. I had so much going on, it dropped out of my brain. But I will connect with you right after the show. What can we do for you today, Christiana?
Yes, I've been hearing, I sometimes hear spirit, and lately I've been hearing, singing and, instruments and stuff next to my bed at night, and I'm just wondering... If who it is, or if there's a message or something.
Yeah. Can you clarify, Christiana? Is it, you're saying it's voices you're hearing, or music?
Music.
Music singing and instruments and kind of tambourine sound.
Cool.
And I've been singing to a goddess lately, so. She's called Hecate, so...
Well, I think...
I don't know if that has something to do with it.
probably. What I find is when you're receiving message from what the other side or spirit realm, whatever you want to call it, they're going to bring the messages through in a way that resonates for you personally. And so music, they're bringing it through in music for you. I would like just say thank you. And as we were saying at the beginning of the show, focus on what's coming through and allow more through, because I think they're bringing you music in a way, because it's a way you can receive them, right? It could be a symbolic sort of thing. I think it's a gift. Like, it's a lovely thing you're receiving. It feels very positive. And I think my feeling is more and more and more of that. Ask them what the meaning is, or you can, you know, get into a dialogue with your spirit team and ask those questions directly, and you'll be amazed. Like, let the answers come through, and they will. And I think if they're bringing it through in music, that's just personal to how you receive messages. And I'm really excited for you. Tony, do you want to take it from there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hi, Christiana.
Hi.
Do you have an uncle that was in music? An uncle of, or I feel your uncle is trying to communicate with you. Maybe your dad's brother, or
I don't know anyone from my dad's side. So
yeah. Oh, maybe that's why. Then I don't know. I just got uncle. He was, maybe you don't know about him or anything, but I feel that he was a musician. I mean, I don't know. That's just what I've got a few minutes ago. And then, so I think he's just trying to maybe introduce himself to you, you know, because you have opened up your clairvoyance and your spiritual side. So maybe, you know, you don't know much about your dad's side. So maybe he's trying to communicate with you to tell you about that. And then I got like the same thing Lynn did. It says, I am my own guru, and the guidance I need is rooted in my faith, my belief in my unique essence. So I think it might be a way that you're going to relate with the other side could be through music. So, you know, maybe he's communicating some way with a message to teach you how to do that. I don't know. That's pretty cool, though. I wish I could. I think I heard music one time myself and wondered, because I really like music and songs, and I can be, you know, I get really into that. But I think Lynn's right. It's a way that it's a communication. But somehow your dad's brother keeps coming to me today. So maybe
that
look
feels
into,
right. Yeah, that's
right.
I just wanted to validate that. That feels quite
cool.
Correct. Yeah. Very cool.
I think it's somebody that you don't know of, that and you do have some kind of a musical side to you that you might not know of, that so you need to explore. So that's way cool. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Marianne? Yeah, beautiful. Marianne, have you got something coming through? Have we got Marianne with us? Oh, there she is. Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have anything different. I feel the same as Tony, that it's something to do with the passed on relative that's just trying to connect with her. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I love that. I love that.
Yeah. Well, I just messaged you, Christiana, and autocorrect changed the way I spelled your name. So it's got a pretty, it reminds me of Chrysalis. And it's a very pretty name. I'm thinking, like, if you're good for next Sunday, we'll bring you on as a guest reader.
Yeah.
Would you like? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like your abilities need to be, you know, enhanced and helped in any way. And that would be really good. So we'll arrange to have you on next Sunday and
okay.
See what comes in for you. That's quite fabulous. And again, my apologies. I'm the absolute worst secretary on the planet, I think. You know, I just
we
forget to get back to people. Oh, are we?
No,
okay, good. I don't feel so bad. good.
Yeah, we all are. You know what we should do? We should have like a psychic Sunday and have like Elizabeth on and Christiana on, and maybe Jessica will be back. It would be kind of cool to have.
It'd be wonderful.
Like five or six.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd love to do that.
Oh,
okay.
That would be really fun.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
yeah,
thank
so
you.
We need to get the word out.
Yeah.
So we can get a bunch of callers and do it, really. I mean, we do have a bunch of callers now, but... Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we'll make sure that so I'll write the link up next Sunday, and I'll get in touch with you on Facebook, Christiana. But we'll have you on next Sunday and see how it goes for you. Do some reading.
Okay. Thank you.
Sounds
You're
great.
Welcome.
Okay. So I'll be in touch, and you know we'll take it from there. So thank you so much, and thanks for reminding me. And, yeah, enjoy the music. I was going to say, too, I hear music all the time. It's fabulous. So, there's one other thought. Yeah, sometimes they will send messages in a kind of a metaphor form. So if it's a particular song you're hearing, there might be a meaning in the lyrics or something like that. Or, but I know Spirit is very connected to you. And just keep on enhancing those abilities. It's great. That's how you do it. They say get to Carnegie Hall, practice, 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 practice. So there you go. Wonderful.
Thank
oh, Elizabeth is in if we have one of those psychic roundabouts.
Yeah,
round tables.
Yeah.
Sounds great. We'll have one. I think that's great. Let's do that. Okay. Okay. Well, that's fabulous. So, Christiana, I'll be in contact. You know, this evening I've just sent you a message, so we'll follow up from there and get you all prepared and everything. Okay.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Well, 951 is the last one if they answer.
Yeah, they're the ones that weren't quite on. So I'll let you go, Christiana, and I will be back in touch with you, hon. Have a beautiful Sunday.
All right. You too.
Thanks. Bye bye. Okay. Well, that's exciting. I think that'll be great. Well, we'll
give
951. Yeah. Well, this is what we do the show for. I think we lost Marianne again.
We did. We lost Marianne.
Hi, 951. Are you with us?
No. Maybe they're just listening.
Well, or we've put them to sleep. Maybe they're in a coma.
Yeah.
So I wanted to apologize to Elizabeth. I somehow signed myself out of the chat, so I couldn't see you, but she made a joke about Rocky Mountain High, the... edema. I think that's Marianne back. Yeah. So, so I wanted to go, you know, make a laugh face, but I couldn't because...
I see it right here now. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, no, that's great, Elizabeth, and we'll definitely have you on board when we pull that. So, you know what? Let's wrap it up. Excuse me.
Yeah.
I just swallowed a fly. See. I wanted to give a plug to our sister show, and hopefully we'll have another one, like The Lighthouse should be back anytime. And it's Angel Answers, Wednesday nights at 7 Eastern, right? So that's 6 Central, 5 Mountain Time, and 4 o'clock Pacific. There you go. I did the math.
Wednesday night.
Wednesday nights, and it's 7 p.m. Eastern, yeah.
Okay, cool.
So, Tony, how can people get in touch with you if they want to find you?
So I Facebook, but I actually have a new website because I took I did what you told me to do, and it's I'm going to post it on Enter the Light because I can't remember exactly what the name is.
That's okay. It happens with the new ones.
And,
yeah.
But otherwise, I'm on Enter the Light. You can get in touch with me there or Facebook, Tony Jorgensen, or Twitter at Tony KJ. But I do have a new website that you can come visit, and I'll post that.
Excellent. Okay. That's perfect. Marianne, you're on Facebook. How can people find you?
Yeah, just Facebook. I'm there.
Marianne Adams. Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Well, as you grow with your abilities, you know, we'll get you to a website, get you going on a website and stuff like that. Inch by inch by inch, you know, forward progress and all like that. And I'm Lynn Bleasdale, and you can find me at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn or anywhere on Facebook. You can find me at Lynn Bleasdale. And also... Sacred Embers website is sacredembersshow@wixsite.com/love. And if I ever remember, I will get Tony and Marianne on that website too. as I say, I'm the world's worst secretary, but the heart's in the right place. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're just about out of time. Oh, nuts. I just saw another caller come on.
I know.
You want to go for it?
Yeah, we have 9 minutes. I guess we can go for it. Yeah, I don't want to turn them away. So,
okay.
Yeah. 657? Right?
Yeah, hi. We're going to bring you on. What can we get your name, please?
Okay, very good. Thank you. It's Blair. How are you guys doing?
Hi, Blair.
Okay. I was just wondering if I could get anything from you today, Lynn. I'm going to make it quick. I know you guys are all finished.
I'm sorry. Can you say that again, love?
Just wanted to see what you were picking up, if I could just get a reading from you, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow, okay. Tony, anything coming up for you?
No, she wanted you to just do a reading for her.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay. Okay, so what I will say to you, Blair, is I'm flooded with the color blue, which is the throat chakra. And what I'm picking up from that sensation is that you need to speak your truth more. If you're holding back with somebody, speak your truth. You can do it quietly and clearly, but you must speak up. If there's a situation where you're not speaking up, do. It's the throat chakra that is feeling a little bit blocked. So it usually indicates speaking your truth. Hope that helps. Does that resonate with you?
Mm-hmm. I've actually been doing a lot of healing on my throat lately. It's like kind of clearing up some things that I've had like long-standing issues there, but getting like the okay that things were done there, that they're kind of cleared. I think the only quote person I have an issue with is like probably spirit, and they know what I think about them. they know what I think about them. So I'm not really sure what that would pertain to your message, but I receive it. So thank you.
You sure don't have. Yeah, there's no deadline on interpretation. Like whatever it could mean something 2 weeks from now. That's often how it comes. But I think, we have time if Tony wants to pull a card and Marianne want to pull a card and just see what comes in.
Okay. Go ahead, Marianne. Marianne, go ahead. Are you there?
I don't have it quite ready yet. I'm just shuffling. So I don't know if you want to go first. You have something?
I put mine away.
Yeah.
Not a worry. It's okay. Okay, well, not a worry. And I think, just as you say, the throat healing that you've been doing is, I wouldn't get too, don't go too deep and don't wear your brain out trying to force a meaning to it. I just see blue. I feel like it's something to do with the throat chakra. And Ryan used to talk about speaking your truth a lot. I'm feeling his energy saying, speak your truth. So, if it's just to spirit or something to yourself or whatever it is, but it's not, there's no, no judgment or weirdness attached to it. It's just a simple feeling of, speak your truth. And there you go.
Okay. I think that really what's setting in for me today, and this might just be like a passing thing, but I'm still on my whole adventure, my soul's adventure with the housing thing. And it kind of has brought in like the whole career thing too, and money also. And got into this groove of like doing the law of attraction, like very much like the Abraham appreciation, like the rampages that she talks about. It makes you feel better, like gets you in that receiving mode.
Yeah.
But today I kind of like, I woke up in the middle of the night and there was like sort of weird, I guess, like matrix things going on. Like I was getting like downloads for different things. And I woke up this morning and I was like, you know what? For a month and a half or more, I kept thinking that this was going to be resolved very quickly. And now I'm like kind of at this place that I'm like, I think it's going to take a while for this whole thing to sort itself out, because it really has to do with like a lot of different areas in my life. And it's kind of like a sad thought, but I don't know what you get as far as related to that. I mean, I don't want to think that, but also every single day for the last month and a half, I was like very excited and very hopeful and praying a lot. And like, it just took a lot of energy of like, my life's going to change tomorrow, or I'm going to get the miracle. And like, nothing has happened. Like, there's been shifts, but it's just a lot of healing.
Absolutely. You just described the journey. You know, it's like,
I mean, it's like everything was really good in my life. I thought, you know, I had manifested this house that I wanted in a new state. And then it was like, I'm doing good. I'm ready to get upgraded, which I do think that this is part of the upgrade. But it's like, what? It's just weird.
It is, except that don't worry about interpreting what's happening right now, because it will become apparent afterwards. Like, you know, the hindsight is going to make it clear. And I've always followed this belief that even if it doesn't make sense in the physical, it does make sense to spirit, and you'll find out. I'm sorry, Blair, I have to end it here. We can't really extend the time today because we all both have to go. And I think Marianne already left. Oh, no, she's back. There she is. Okay. She hops in and hops out. That's great. But anyway, so thank you so much. And don't worry. Just sit, relax, and just let the universe unfold. I don't think there's anything you have to worry about. It's just, you know, get there. I think the river says we should get there. So let that be. Just the, you know, enjoy the journey as well as the, you know, the plans you've got. So anyway, thank you, you guys. Yes. That was a brilliant experience. We love you very much. And what a great team. So let's just listen to Louis. And we'll just float down the river and say happy Sunday to all.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Love and light to you.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. Learn much more than I never knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.